They're both conservatives who want to stop illegal immigration, restrain state spending, and limit the implementation of Obamacare in Texas. But they philosophically disagree on some other big issues and on who will support the conservative agenda in Austin.
I'm proud to have been part of the group that put career and technology training back in the public schools.
At a Republican forum in Arlington, 57-year-old Mark Shelton, a Fort Worth pediatrician, touted his experience in the Texas House of Representatives from 2009 through 2012. He served on the powerful Appropriations and Public Education Committees.
I've actually been in the legislature, and I have actually been involved in my community, and I've actually been in business. And she doesn't have any of these experiences, and this is just not a starter job.
51-year-old Connie Burton is a Colleyville Tea Party organizer who worked on Ted Cruz's campaign and now has his endorsement. She faults Shelton for voting in favor of the state budget passed in the midst of the 2011 funding crisis. It was balanced by delaying billions of dollars in state payments.
He was one of the legislators down in Austin that passed a budget and came back and said it was a balanced budget when it was not. There was $7 billion of payments that the legislature pushed off to the next session.
Burton tells Arlington Republicans she wants more transparency in state spending. She also supports a school choice program known as the Taxpayer Savings Grant, which critics call a voucher program. It would allow a public school student to transfer to a private school and take up to 60% of the state's per pupil spending along.
It helps the money follow the child, with some of the money still staying in the public schools. It was a great step in the right direction for Texas. I think that's something that we need to look at.
Shelton says he'd oppose that program and any other that uses public dollars for private schools.
Well, I'm a strong supporter of public schools. I think all our tax dollars should go to public schools, and I would not vote to give it to private schools.
Shelton and Burton also disagree on how to pay for big infrastructure needs. Shelton supported taking $2 billion from the state's rainy day savings account to set up a fund that will finance about $30 billion in water projects. He says drought and Texas's growing population made that the most important measure passed during the last legislative session.
It's a long-term plan. It's a 50-year plan. It will increase the storage capacity of water in the state of Texas, and I'm proud to support it. My opponent is against it.
Burton wants to re-examine the water fund. She believes lawmakers have just created more bureaucracy and haven't clearly explained how the money will be spent.
Who's going to get funding first? How much is the funding going to go? What is it going to go to? I mean, are we going to be repainting water towers? This is, unfortunately, a lot of times the way governments work.
Arlington Republicans listening to the candidates were split in their support. David McElwee is backing Shelton because of the work he's done in the community.
She has not been active in local community affairs, whereas Dr. Shelton has a long history in this county. He's been very active in politics, particularly when it comes to children.
Craig Owenby supported Shelton's Senate race 2 years ago when he lost to Wendy Davis, but not this time.
Mark has barely campaigned. Connie's been out doing the grassroots work. She's talking to the voters. She's talking to the constituents. Frankly, I'm not sure Mark can win the district.
And winning Senate District 10, which has been Democratic, was paramount for all of the Arlington Republicans, because if Republicans retake this seat, they will have a large enough majority in the state Senate to block most Democratic bills. The winner faces Democrat Libby Willis in November. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.